This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The number of federal workers filing for unemployment in Colorado has stabilized after a jump earlier in the year when the Trump administration started slashing the government workforce. But CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports that stabilization could soon change.
Nearly 1,200 federal employees have filed unemployment claims since Trump was sworn in for a second term in January. The number has been rising, but slowly. Andrew Hudson, CEO of a Colorado jobs board, says one reason claims are still relatively low is that workers who took a buyout package are still getting paid.
They're not formally counted as unemployed right away since they're still technically employed.
The administrative leave for many of those workers ends October 1st. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Challenging weather is causing a drop in attendance at this year's Colorado State Fair, now underway in Pueblo. More than 110,000 people came to the fair on this past opening weekend. That's down about 12% from last year. State Fair General Manager Andrea Wiesenheimer says the rodeos and concerts have gone well so far, and she's hoping for drier weather.
So that people can really come out and spend some time and enjoy. So if anybody's got any connections with anybody upstairs, we'd sure like a little more sun and a little less rain.
Livestock shows, carnival rides, concerts, and more are still on tap at the fair, which runs through Labor Day. In southern Colorado, expect widely scattered showers and thunderstorms this evening, tomorrow, and through the weekend, with dry and seasonal conditions forecast for Labor Day. This is CPR News.